You take the cornmeal and put it in boiling water and cook it until it's a mush. And people used to just eat it that way when it was salted. Then you put eggs that have been beaten real well and butter and, of course, your seasonings. I believe that's all you put in it. Oh, some milk, I think, too. Yeah. And then you grease a bowl or a pan, either one, and pour that batter into it. Put it in the oven and bake it until it's brown on top and it's done inside. And it won't be dry done. It'll be moist, but it won't be wet. You know what I mean?
I see.
And it's delicious.
Did you make anything? Did you ever? Have you ever heard of anything made in the ashes of the fire?
Yes. You can take corn, leaving it in the shuck, or you can take it out of the shuck and wrap it in paper, and you dampen the paper that you wrap it in, and put it back into the hot coals and let it bake. And it's
how long does that take?
Several hours.
It does.
Yes.
Now, what about
potatoes are done that way too.
I want to ask you about anything with cornmeal though. Did you ever make any kind of cornmeal?
Well, there's two
ashes?
Kinds of cornmeal. There's yellow and white, you know. And I never did make anything in the ashes with cornmeal. I guess people
something
have.
Called ash bread or
no,
ash cake.
No, never did.
Now, you talk about the two different kinds of bread. I think you've answered this already, but let's just make sure. You say there's homemade bread, and then the other kind is the other kind of
bakery
bread.
Bakery bread.
Yeah. And then something with a hole in the middle fry and deep fry.
Oh, donut.
Yeah. And then you mentioned flapjacks. Are those called anything else?
Pancakes.
All right. Were there anything they call flitters?
Yeah, corn fritters.
Okay. Not flitters.
No, frit.
Now, what are fritters?
Well, I guess it's the same thing as hoe cakes.
Okay.
It's that... You fry it, but not in deep fat. Just a greased skillet.
Does a donut have to have a hole in the middle in your mind to be a donut?
No. It could be filled with something.
Mm.
You know,
like with a
jelly, you're right.
Okay. And then if you had 1 pound of flour and added one more, you'd have...
2 pounds of flour.
Right. And the stuff that makes bread rise is...
Yeast.
And the center of the egg is called the...
Yellow. Oh, the yolk. I just got the yellow.
Okay. Well, and then eggs that are left dropped in water for just put in water for 3 minutes or
soft boil.
And then if you break the shell,
that's a poached egg.
Okay.